This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from a powerful tornado has risen to at least 26, with 25 killed in the U.S. state of Mississippi and one in the U.S. state of Alabama. Dozens injured and rescuers have been combing through debris. In an AP interview, Rolling Fork resident Wonder Bolden says her family's trailer home is destroyed and they're just trying to find mementos and valuables.
It's nothing left, honey. When I say nothing, it's just debris.
The tornado flattened entire blocks of the small town of Rolling Fork, reducing homes to piles of rubble, flipping cars on their sides, and toppling the town's water tower. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Saturday that his country will station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus, marking the first time since the mid-1990s that Moscow will have based such arms outside the country. Putin told at state television that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko had long raised the issue of stationing tactical nuclear weapons in his country, which borders NATO member Poland. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is traveling to Africa over the weekend to deepen U.S. ties in the region. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
During her week-long trip, Vice President Kamala Harris will be working to deepen and reframe U.S. relationships in Africa. It's part of the administration's effort to counter China's growing influence around the world. In Africa, China has led huge infrastructure and telecommunications projects. But a National Security Council spokesman says China's interests in the region have been selfish, while the U.S. is trying to help Africa deal with a spate of challenges. The vice president's trip includes 3 nights in Ghana, 2 nights in Tanzania, and 1 in Zambia. There's a lot of anticipation about her trip, with Harris being the first person of color to serve as a U.S. vice president. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And this is VOA News.
It's nothing new.
Venezuela's attorney general said Saturday that an expanding anti-corruption probe in Venezuela has led to the detention of 10 officials and 11 businessmen, adding to the arrest warrants for 11 more people. VOA's Marissa Melton reporting.
The 21 people arrested face accusations of appropriation of public assets, money laundering, influence peddling, and criminal association. Officials involved could also face charges of treason. The investigation is focused on state oil company PDVSA. It led to the resignation of the country's powerful oil minister who had served the government for 2 decades. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of a German bishop who asked to step down because of his mistakes in handling sex abuse cases. AP correspondent Karen Shamas with more.
Bishop of Osnabrück in Germany, Franz Josef Bode, said a recent interim report on the clergy has revealed his mistakes in handling cases. In a statement, he accepted the responsibility for those mistakes and said, "I can only ask all those affected again for forgiveness." His resignation comes as Pope Francis added new provisions to a 2019 Vatican law to make sure more of those in power act against sex abuse. Reverend Andrew Small, the secretary in the Pope's Safeguarding Advisory Board, believes that implementation of the law needs to be fair.
Part of the process of justice, let alone healing, is the awareness that people were held accountable for their actions. That's, yes, it's uneven. I think it should be more even.
I'm Karen Chemes.
Honduras has cut diplomatic ties with Taiwan. The Latin American country announced it Saturday, saying it recognizes only one China in the world. The announcement by Honduras' foreign ministry posted on Twitter and also reported by China CCTV comes amid rising tensions between Beijing and the United States over China's increasingly assertiveness toward self-ruled Taiwan. The move leaves Taiwan recognized by only 13 sovereign states. Pope Francis said on Saturday he updated a church law aimed at holding senior churchmen accountable for covering up sexual abuse, expanding it to cover lay Catholic leaders, and reaffirming that vulnerable adults and not just children can be victims of abuse when they were unable to freely consent. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.